V'avar Hashem chalei lamvayed. Now bless your name for all of eternity. What does it mean for all of eternity? So we saw yesterday it talks about all the whole time that I'm alive, as long as I live. But it goes further. Laylam void includes even things that we think are painful, even things that we think are difficult and challenging. Really, ultimately, on the deepest level, they're a bracha. Laylam void, whatever you send my way, Hashem, no matter how tough I find it, I'm going to bless you. In fact, we know the Gemara tells us a person's meant to make a bracha on bad things, just as they make a bracha on good things. That's hard, it's a level, and it requires a certain sense of confidence in Hashem, an awareness of His involvement in the world. But Laylam void, on every single thing, I'm going to thank Hashem. Goes further, that it's not just in our personal lives, it also means in Golus as well. During the dark nights of our exile, during the hardest times, we bless Hashem, we thank Hashem, challenging though that might be. The final explanation is I'm going to bless Hashem who lives and endures forever. V'avarach Hashemcha, and I will bless your name. Your name is that which lasts forever. Truth is, we can put all of this together. The idea that Hashem endures forever. I'm going to bless him all of my life. I'm going to bless you in this world, Hashem, even for the things I don't understand. In order for a person to be able to bless Hashem with the world to come, which is a world of eternity, a world that lives forever, it really depends on how we relate to Hashem in this world. Are we able to see Hashem in our lives regardless of the situation? Or are there moments where we push Hashem out of the picture because it's too painful for us? Or because we think He's just not there? Or how could He? Or He wouldn't? Is Hashem part of our picture? Do we see Hashem during the dark times as well as during the bright times? The extent to which we do that is the extent to which we bless Hashem for all of eternity, even in the world to come, the world of truth. That has a ramification for us in this world. When things don't go our way, when we go through challenging times, to be makabel ba'ava, to accept them with love. If we're able to do that, and we're able to have the confidence, we're able to have the bitachon, the inner strength, then we're creating moments of eternity. We're building our bond with Hashem. We're building a bond with Hashem that is so strong that it will endure even after we've passed away from this world. Because it becomes part of who we are. We've ingrained it into our souls, an awareness of Him, an appreciation from Him. And therefore, when our souls are divested from our bodies, we'll be able to praise Hashem for all of eternity, because that's what we became in this world. Laylam void, forever and ever, for all of eternity, whether I'm a physical body or not. But it depends on how we relate to Hashem in this world right now.